Welcome to Paranormal Things. I'm Hope, your host Keith Frischkorn from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to see a 4 minute and 44 second podcast on Josh Gates on Anacopa Island and it's Expedition Unknown. Without further ado, here it be.
Ventura, California.
On Ventura, California.
There, I take a ferry to Anacapa Island and paddle out to the scene of the accident.
Anacapa Island?
Welcome to the Channel Islands. These eight lonely spits of land
are perched just off
the coast of Southern California.
Never knew they existed.
They're absolutely stunning, but this can also be a place of wild oceans and terrible storms, which is why these islands are home to more than 300 reported shipwrecks and airplane crashes. I'm out here to meet Project Recover historian Colin Colburn, who's asked me to meet
Colburn
him up there at the old lighthouse.
Which is automated.
Now all I need to do is figure out how to get up there. Probably an elevator out here, right?
Yeah, gigantic.
Surrounded on all sides by 200-foot cliffs, the only way on or off the island is a steep and seemingly endless staircase. You got this. You got this.
Death and dying.
Okay.
200 steps.
Okay, where's the lighthouse? Oh, come on. Aside from tens of thousands of birds and a lonely ranger station, no permanent residents have called Anacapa home since the lighthouse was automated in 1966. Project Recover historian Colin Colburn has asked me to meet
him here
to reveal new intel that could make or break our search.
Hey, Josh, how's it going? Good to see you.
Capacala.
You're a hard man to find. I know. I dragged you all the way up here to Anacapa Island because this is where the accident actually happened.
Right here in this airspace.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing that Anacapa today probably looks a lot like it looked in 45.
Absolutely does. Most of these structures are exactly the same.
I wonder what it
was. Including this lighthouse up here, which was the Coast Guard lookout station.
Having had a chance now to fly in one of these planes,
yeah, so I have Japanese a sense of the way they were maneuvering up there.
You're the historian,
come over and
though.
Bomb the United
How does
States?
History help us unlock this case?
I've made a pretty big break. We were able to actually locate the accident report. This is it, right here.
So where was this?
These are actually held at the National Archives.
Wow.
So the report actually reveals what happened to the two aircraft in the collision from Ensign Buckley.
His own statement.
That's right.
You don't get more eyewitness than a statement from the guy that was hit by the missing plane.
Absolutely.
Buckley's statement confirms the secondhand accounts of the crash. Rule's propeller hit the tail of his plane, critically damaging both aircraft. But there's an even bigger revelation in the accident report. There were eyewitnesses. Coast Guard officers on duty in the lighthouse watched as the stricken Avengers collided and went down on either side of the island.
And the other incredible thing that we get from this accident report are the actual compass bearings and distances offshore where these Avengers crashed from the perspective of the Coast Guard and the lighthouse.
That's huge.
It's absolutely huge. Ensign Buckley's plane crashed 300 degrees from the lighthouse about 100 yards offshore.
And so where is that?
So that's actually right out that way.
Right that way?
Yes.
Okay, so Buckley's plane goes down over there. That's a known wreck somewhere out there. But when it comes to the lost Avenger, the accident report says Ensign Rule's plane did not recover in any manner and made a glide straight into the water about 400 yards, bearing 170 degrees true from Anacapa Island Lighthouse.
It's actually right out that way.
That way. This is kind of a smoking gun. If this is accurate, then 400 yards out on that bearing, there should be a lost World War II plane. Right out there, 400 yards offshore.
I wish I knew if I had this. This is just an excerpt.
So, where does that leave us?
Well, from here, we can actually test the accuracy of these eyewitness reports. And we can do that because we know where Buckley's plane is.
Right, we have a baseline sitting out there.
Absolutely.
Diving the known wreck may help us solve the mystery of the lost Avenger. Does the distance from shore and bearing off the lighthouse match the Coast Guard account?
Mm.
And is the damage to the tail of the plane consistent with Buckley's description of the collision?
There you have it. Buckley's description of the plane, where it landed. Till we meet again, sleep tight.